I started thinking about the study when I was a practitioner in a child protection agency, and I was getting concerned with worrying about the decisions I was making, worrying that I was going to be blamed for those decisions, and it started to affect the actions that I was taking, and it started to affect the way I was working with families. I recognised I was feeling different about my professional identity, and it started off with me wondering how my colleagues were feeling about theirs. It's not something that you talk about in the kitchen, you know, how do you feel about your professional identity? What is it that impacts on you? So carrying out a study was a perfect way of finding out what they were thinking and feeling.
You talk about a blame culture. Where does that come from and how is that feeding in to people at work?
We regularly appear, when I say we, I mean as social workers, we regularly appear in the media being criticised for what we do and what we don't do. I think that criticism is channeled from politicians and what politicians are saying, how they respond to us and serious case reviews. When a child dies, you know, it's only natural that people want to find out why that child's died. But there's a lot of antagonism from the government and expectations that no mistake should happen and someone should be blamed or scapegoated. That trickles down through organisations. It's inevitable. If people at the top of our hierarchy feel they're being blamed, it's going to affect those that are doing the frontline work.
You looked at work in Belgium. Why Belgium and what is it that you found there that's different from the UK?
Well, I came across a book by Andrew Cooper and Rachel Hetherington written back in the late 90s, and they were looking at how social work was carried out in European countries. And so I called Andrew Cooper to find out which country he thought would be the best to do a comparative with, and he said Flanders in Belgium.
Having seen the way things work in Belgium, would you sort of take that as a template for here?
There's elements of the way they practice over there that I think could be easily implemented here and considered, definitely. One radical thing that they do over there is they don't have a particular legislation underpinning the way they practice. That has given them room and creativity to develop a philosophy and a way of practicing that is different to here. Now, I'm not saying that we should get rid of the Children Act. I don't think that could ever happen. But here we're suffocated with the different policies and procedures and the acts that we need to adhere to. Politicians could think about the way they speak about their state professionals. Over there, accountability means something different. It means learning from what has happened, the government respecting what their state professionals are doing, and together learning in an overt way. So the agencies there speak openly with the media. They invite them to the conferences that they hold, and alongside the media come politicians. Academics come to listen to the work that they've done. So together, they talk about where child protection is and where it's heading. Internally in the organisation, they're different too. They're very aware of stigmatising the clients. They blend themselves into buildings. So rather than have an agency that stands out saying child protection office this way, there they blend in and they are part of a school, for example. They have an agency called Kind & Gezin, which offers child and family support. Everyone has a Kind & Gezin worker in Flanders. From the moment you have a baby, you get assigned a child and family support worker. They may be working with you on a low level, and you won't know if they're working with someone in a child protection way. They also don't work one case alone. Social workers work in a group of six. You'll have psychologists, psychiatrists, pedagogues, counsellors, mental health nurses, all working together in a true interdisciplinary mechanism.
That sounds like a totally different way of working. How can you try and encourage people to pick that up?
Thinking about space and environment and the way we use that space and environment in child protection practice, that's a simple, straightforward step to consider how we're stigmatising clients from the word go. So those that are walking into a child protection agency in England, well, everyone around in that community will know where they're going. If we blended in with another agency that it wasn't so obvious, that could be considered, and we could be welcoming our parents. Also, the way that organisations respond to their frontline practitioners, rather than channel blame downwards and blame spread and become endemic within the organisation, we could start to think about the way we're behaving with one another, recognise that that blame is coming from agencies such as the government and the media, not letting it affect the way that senior managers are practising.